Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning into the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the first Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So welcome back. We are a day early for the...
A dollar short.
Probably. For the pit preview. And we're going to get into all of that fun stuff here in a second. But first, of course, as always, we got to talk about the folks over at MyBookie. Now, listen, regardless of whether you're new to online betting or you've done it plenty like Joe, you want to check it out, see if it's right for you. If you're new, if you know what you're getting into, I recommend you go over to MyBookie. It is your best bet this season. If you're the kind of guy or gal who likes to bet a little and win a lot, try the parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites of the week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet on multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to MyBookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win than MyBookie. Pro football, full swing. College football, obviously full swing. Playoffs, MLB playoffs, that is. They're rolling right now. And hockey, basketball is right around the corner. So now is the time to get off the sidelines and get in on the action. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with MyBookie.ag. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Just use the promo code CHAIR, that's C-H-A-I-R, to activate that offer. That's promo code CHAIR. Double your cash on your first deposit. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie, thank you. MyBookie. All right, so Joe.
Yes, sir.
It seems that Coach implied that none of the injured players were expected to come back against Pitt. So, and then, of course, this includes Melifonwu, Heckel, Williams, and Cisco. But Cisco did suit up against NC State, traveled with the team.
Yes.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts kind of on that? Of course, he's going to hold his cards close to his chest. We know that. But as far as Cisco goes, I think it's the best possibility. I know that Pitt's preparing for him to play. So they believe there's a right. chance as well.
Yeah. Again, I'm just more and more Heckel and Williams. I don't know really what's going on with –
I know.
With all
what's
of that,
up?
I don't know, man. Don't know. But as far as the other guys go, they should be back, I feel like, sooner rather than later. Again, with Cisco traveling, you don't know if that was a situation where maybe he wanted him just to go on the trip for leadership and being on sideline to help type purposes, or if he was really that close to playing. But yeah, I know that Melifonwu, he had a hamstring. I know they're not going to say it, but I saw the injury when it happened, and it was his hamstring. So, again, that can be a random time. So, again, it'd be nice to get at least one of them back, but I really wouldn't count on it. And, again, Babers isn't going to say, so.
Right. And, well, you know, we speculated last week that maybe there was a chance. Maybe there was a chance someone comes back and – Well, nobody did, so there's that. So it's the
So again, this week, maybe.
Exactly, which was the same thing last week. But like right. you said though, you know, probably Cisco is the only one with a legit shot at coming back. So
right.
don't get your hopes up. But anyway, so the Orange are hosting Rival Pitt in the Dome Friday, October 18th. Another primetime game. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Syracuse has only beaten Pitt Panthers once. That was in 2017 in 6 ACC games. And we all remember the overtime loss last year at Pitt in Heinz Field. So Syracuse currently sits 3-3, 0-2 in the ACC, and Pitt actually sits at a respectable 4-2, 1-1 in the ACC. They are coming off a bye. They beat Duke on the 5th, and they're coming off a bye. So again, the challenge will be to protect Tommy DeVito, and because the Orange line is going to have to face another decent defensive front lineman, Jalen Twyman. He leads Pitt with 6 sacks and 7 tackles for a loss. Pitt's defense actually ranked, I was a little shocked by this. They're ranked 16th nationally. They give up yeah. they give up 97 yards on the ground per game on average. And they're also tied for 2nd nationally with 27 sacks. Coach Baber said in his press conference, quote, "They blitz, and blitz, and they're crazy about it," end quote. So,
yeah. he went on to talk about saying that they're a little reckless, but it's like controlled. So, I guess, I don't know. We'll see. I guess I should have looked ahead to the next game before I said, you know, that maybe we weren't going to play a defense as good as.
Yeah, they're pretty decent.
Yeah. You know, I did say front 7, and I know that Pittsburgh, one of their, I mean, they have a really good secondary as well, and
yes,
that's
do.
A little bit of a difference. So I think where they struggle a little bit is maybe internally, maybe linebacker type stuff. That's what I think why they maybe blitz that much. But overall, again, it's another good defense.
It seems like very comparable to NC State as far as the defense goes, but a better offense, Joe.
Because that's what it looks like. I mean, I would just say that basically because of the quarterback. Yeah, you know, Kenny Pickett, he was in Tommy DeVito's situation last year, taking his licks and figuring stuff out, and now he's back. But on the flip side, they also graduated 4 out of 5 linemen,
and
just like we did last year.
Two of their Quadre Olison and Darren Hall, they ran all over us last year,
yep.
and they
yep.
had a great time doing it. So yep. they've graduated. Like you mentioned, Pickett's back, 2nd in the ACC in passing, averaging 274 yards a game. And
what? Really?
Yeah. Yep.
He's got less yards than Tommy.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Averaging a game, though? Is that less than Tommy averaging?
I mean, they played the same amount of games, right? Tommy's
yeah.
got...
Yeah,
6. Tommy's thrown for 1570, and this guy's thrown... Unless he hasn't played all the games. He may have gotten injured, and another quarterback came in for some of those games, so...
It could be. His two receivers, Maurice French and Chaser Mack, they are, as a tandem, they've hauled in 91 catches between the two of them, and they actually lead the nation as a duo.
Yeah.
So.
And that's really where their offense has been making that bread and butter is the passing game. Now, they have had some issues with, I mean, Pickett has gotten sacked a little bit, and I know they've had issues with running the ball, but...
yeah, their run game is not as stout as it
But they do been. Have, yeah, but they do have those playmaking receivers that we're definitely going to have to, you know, keep an eye on.
Yeah, well, how does that make you feel if we don't get Cisco back?
I don't know.
It doesn't all ride on Cisco. It's not what I'm trying to say either.
No, but I mean, those guys have missed like the last 2 games, and I know it's only been Holy Cross and NC State. So, yeah, I mean, it makes me a little nervous because it's a little bit of a better quarterback. We might see some big plays given up a little bit. And again, I think, like you said, I think it's going to be a little bit comparable of like what you said, NC State. I don't think with the state of our offense and what their defense is doing right now, I just don't see us.
Holy smokes, my mic just fell apart. Go on, I'm sorry.
You know, being able to put up crazy points. Now, the good thing is you say that their offense is better, which it is, but when you look at when you look at their schedule.
Well, they're one-dimensional, though, I mean, for the most part. And I think we can make them one-dimensional very easily. So it's going to be...
But you know, if you look at their schedule, I mean, they haven't really blown anybody. I mean, they lost to home against Virginia and at Penn State, which are two formidable opponents, obviously.
Yeah, but, Virginia, I mean, that was a, you know, first game of the season, though, too.
Right. Their win against Ohio, they won 20-10. Another win versus UCF, which UCF is ranked, and they're a formidable team, but it's 35-34.
Mm-hmm, I remember that game.
You know, and then
Syracuse fans, by the way, remember, you were rooting for Pitt in that game. Go on.
Yeah, I was.
A lot of them were. I know you were.
Then they beat Delaware at home the next week, 17-14.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just won at Duke, 33-30.
Yep.
Right. So their wins, I mean, yeah, they're 4-0, but they're 4-0 in the last, like, they're 3-0 the last three games by a total of 7 points.
One, three, yep.
So, and, you know, there's that, but there's also the bad part of it that they had a bye week last week.
That's another thing that bothers me a tiny bit. Is coming off of the bye week, they're already healthy and kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I had high expectations for us coming off of a bye week, so maybe, maybe, you know.
Well, I'm hoping, like I said, I mean, they have, you know, I don't know. It's tough because they've definitely stopped their run well. And it just seems like for some reason that like our offense can't really do anything unless our quarterback can just run a little.
It seems like it helps open things up, obviously. I mean, it's basic stuff, right? So
yeah, well, yeah, it's basic stuff. But when we don't do that, it's hard.
You think
our offense struggles?
I mean, right, it struggles. But all the difference in the world, or maybe not in the world, but some of the difference could be if Tommy comes out and he's had a couple extra days, so it'll be what? It'll be one extra day, I guess, really, if you look at
right.
it. One extra day than he normally would to heal whatever injury he was kind of still nursing against NC State.
Right.
And maybe he won't be running around as petrified, I think. I'm sorry, guys. I mean, felt like he was. I'm sorry. Right. I know that's not a popular opinion, but it didn't look comfortable against NC State.
Like I said, you know what I compared him to. So, and that was an NFL quarterback that I compared him to. So at the end of the day, no quarterback wants to be in a situation where I don't want to say he doesn't trust his offensive line, but he's probably pretty skeptical at this point.
Probably knows what to expect at this point, right?
Right. But that's just, you have to figure stuff out, you know? And again, too, part of this is learning how to play injured. That's just something you have to figure. That's something you have to figure out, you know. And I think this is his first injury, and he got injured at Holy Cross or during the Holy Cross game. And this is the first game that he actually came back and he tried to play through the injury. So you saw it was like he
was tender.
But yeah, but you know, a lot of it could have been just that he was trying to play too smart. He was trying to play too overprotective in the beginning of the game because he knew it a whole game and he didn't want to get re-injured. But I do think that he did take a bunch of hits that probably, you know, tweaked it up a little bit. And, you know, you saw it a little bit, but even in the fourth quarter when it was down to the, okay, now it's game time, nitty gritty. And then you saw him start running and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was one of those things where, you know, he learned in that game that, okay, you got a little boo-boo and, or how Dino Babers is saying, owie. And, you know, you're going to have to figure out how to play through it because that's what NFL players do and that's what, you know, college players learn to do. So hopefully that fourth quarter he learned how to play through that and it showed him that, you know, it was going to be all right and that he can go ahead and maybe take off from that, maybe from the beginning of the game this time this week. So again, I don't fully expect the offense to look as bad, you know, as it did for that long of a time.
For three,
you know what
quarters.
I mean. I think I think that's a lot of what the widespread was. If we sprinkled in little long drives here and there, a field goal here, this, you know, then it doesn't look as bad. But to go a whole half with all those three and outs with no points, yep, it's just like that right there. Overall, just it kind of amplifies it. So, I just don't see it being like that. I see Tommy just learning every game, and he still put up decent numbers. And I think that he learned how to play through his injury. And like you said, hopefully the extra day getting in there, getting in the trainers, and hopefully getting himself right and the best shape that he can possibly be in before this game.
Well, he's going to be at home. He's got the crowd behind him. That NC State crowd was definitely hats off to them. They were great. Right. For their team. So, you know, hope that we can show up and do the same. It's a day early. I didn't get any fan stuff, Joe. So, I guess we'll just jump right into your my bookie pick, buddy. So let me get my trusty pen out here.
Oh, here we go. My bookie. This is not.
Hold on. I can't find it. What the hell happened to it?
Yeah, and you know what?
The whole thing is... Oh, no! This can't be real.
If Andre Schmidt hits that field goal last week, then I would have won that.
That's true.
They definitely should have covered
that. Ifs and buts are candy and nuts, we all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, at least I didn't put any money on it, so...
Damn! I lost all my records.
Good.
I lost all my records for the year. Well, damn. Well, that sucks. Okay.
It's probably just the Syracuse record at this point. No, because I don't think they covered one time either. Yeah, you know.
It was one time. But
it is what it is.
It was the Holy Cross game, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, so you're 2-3. Ooh, or 2-4, excuse me. So Joe's 2-4. Syracuse. Well, Pitt opens up as a 3.5-point favorite, according to my bookie, Joe.
Yeah.
So.
Who's your bookie?
My.
Okay.
So, anyway, how do you see it, man? How do you see it? You know what? All right, no, go ahead.
It's tough.
I know, it's tough. It's tough. You know why?
I just bleed way too much orange.
I know you do, but sometimes you got to sprinkle in some reality, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
3.5 points. I don't know what it opened up. I say it opened up at that, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's just what it is right now.
Yeah, it could obviously change by Friday, so.
Lock it in.
Lock her in. I mean, again, I'm just staying with Syracuse. I don't care.
Okay.
They're 3-0 the last three games, Pittsburgh, but they haven't won by more than 3 points.
So Syracuse loses by three or less. That's what you're saying? Do you want to be more specific than that? I'm just saying.
I don't need to be specific. I'm just saying.
I know, but we delve into it here.
No, it's a rivalry. Like I said, as much as...
Yes, exactly.
I mean, they always say there's all crazy games. It's either that or it's just a grind out, just, you know, mistakes and just a very physical game. Penalties, undisciplined, ugly turnovers, it's one or the other. And I think with the way these teams are looking, I think that it's going to be kind of like this NC State Syracuse game was, with probably more points.
1-5 against Pitt since playing in the ACC together.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, it's tough, dude.
It's really tough. But we got the home field advantage this time, man. I think that's going to be... I hope that's going to be...
I think it's the home field advantage, but also the fact of that you got to kind of look at this as a revenge game, too.
Yeah. You know,
a little bit with these players and stuff like that. And so, I mean, we're still 3-3, you know. There's still room to turn the season around. And like I said...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And this happens a lot, all the time. Like, teams, they'll get some bad losses maybe early in the season, and then... Something clicks and their young guys figure it out, and the next thing you know, they rattle a couple off. So,
and by the way, I don't know if visually the season has not been great, but it's 3-3. It could be worse, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sticking into the fact of like that our defense is going to keep us in every game,
and that's the other thing, sure. And
sticking into that because and we're back to the dome, so. Again, if our offense or our defense line can wreak havoc, then, you know, defense is just waiting for the offense to catch up. That's it. And at some point,
defense needs some rest.
No, at some point,
they need to sustain drives early.
At some point, the offense has got to feel bad and start stepping up, honestly. I think that hopefully the play calling gets a little bit more, I don't want to say better. I just want to say
opened up a little bit more.
Well, open it up.
A little bit less like with blinders on, looking straight forward kind of deal. Needs to be.
Well, you just got to be careful with this team because the team blitzes a lot as well.
They blitz a lot. They have great safety. They got great cornerbacks. They got a blue chip recruit, quote unquote, Paris Ford. He's a redshirt sophomore safety.
Yeah.
But he's actually going to miss the first half of this game because he's serving out the rest of a penalty against Duke from the fifth. So, but I mean, he's going to come in the second half and they're going to be loaded back there. They got three really good guys.
Well, either way, two of them are seniors. And the thing is when you have a player like that, that's out for that first half, you know, you got to take advantage of some of your deep plays early and try to open that up. If you don't show it early, I mean, I don't know. Either way, you got to try to take a shot on that guy, you know, because once halftime comes, that other guy's going to be in. They'll have a whole half of tape, and they'll be making their adjustments. So,
and he's going to be sitting on the sideline learning. So,
So it'll take a little while for him to, you know, you got to go through the repetition too.
Sure.
But either way, again, I see just sloppiness. It's just sloppy plays. Again, like last week, sometimes the offense are just going to look bad. Just because I think that our defensive line is going to be able to get to them on certain pass plays and stuff like that. I think if we can hold them from big plays and being really good at running the ball, then, like I said, we're going to be right there. I don't think it's going to be a 16-10 type scenario, but I could see it being in the 20s without a doubt. Because from what I see from Pittsburgh, I mean, they can definitely sometimes give up big plays, but it doesn't look like they kind of go crazy on the scoreboard.
They don't go crazy on the scoreboard. They also don't really they don't get stomped either. Their worst loss was to Virginia, 30-14, first game of the season.
Right.
So it's, they hold it tight, man.
It's all about making it ugly.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's always been ugly.
Remember what was that one game? It was like there was no defense. Was it 56-61 or something?
No, it was like 76-61.
Was that it?
Okay. Yeah,
you're right. It was in the '70s. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
So, all right. Well, fun.
It'll be interesting to see.
It'll be a Friday night.
The last couple of years, they've tried to beat teams just grounded and pounded. Last year, that's what they did to us: ground and pound, try to make it ugly, and they did, and they won it.
They just don't have it this year, though. As far as
they don't have that type of So the offense is a little bit different this year. So, and they've even spoken about it. And again, that's just kind of an example of a coach kind of changing his play calling to the players that he has, and it's worked for them obviously thus far, 4-2, and they do have decent wins on their schedule. They don't have a bad loss, so on paper they don't look that bad, but again, you don't know how good those teams are that they beat. So again, this is just one of those teams where you kind of just got to look at their stats, but I think it's just another team that's right there in the middle, mediocre ACC, just like everybody else.
Yeah, well, like you said, the offense seems to be lacking in ACC, just in general, as a general.
Yeah, so because they have us as the underdog, but when you look at the ESPN, they do a little predictor thing as far as percentage of win loss or whatever. And
I've seen that. I know what you're talking
about. The matchup predictor, and they have Syracuse winning 51.1% of the time, Pittsburgh
58.9%. Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Dogfight. Hey, Yeah, I mean, we could hope for a dogfight. That's what here's the thing. It's Friday night. What are y'all in Syracuse doing? You going to the game? Because you should be. It's Friday night.
Yeah.
It sounds like a freaking, you know.
Dress up.
It's a good.
Deck out in some Halloween orange garb.
Old Big East rivalry, you know. So, should be fun. I hope to see the crowd lit. The young kids
should
say.
Be.
Yeah, definitely.
Should be lit AF.
Yeah, lit AF. That's right. I remember what that is now too, Joe. So, that's it. That's all we got. I think we dragged it out the best we could. So, anyway, thank you to my bookie. Thank you to all of you for listening. Yes. Obviously, thank you to James on guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
Pete.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.